You're listening to SBS News.
Telehealth services have existed for several years, often servicing remote communities, but now it's becoming common practice. Instant Scripts, a phone-based doctor's service, was receiving about 100 calls a day before the coronavirus outbreak. Now it's receiving more than 1,000.
Hi, Dr. Asher Freilich, Instant Scripts. Have you experienced any side effects with that medication?
Dr. Asher Freilich, who runs the service, says many of those new calls relate to mental health as people are isolated from friends and family.
One of the, unintended consequences of isolation is a spike in depression, a spike in anxiety, a spike in a sense of vulnerability and loneliness. And so we are noticing that there's a huge volume of mental health related consultations.
Greg Scher had his first telehealth experience to get asthma medication, and there was no waiting in the doctor's surgery.
It was different, I have to say. It's weird talking to your doctor on the phone and via video, but the doctor was really professional and empathetic, and I found it really, really good.
But for some general practitioners, like Dr. Kudsia Hasnani, providing a diagnosis without a physical examination is hard to get used to.
To look, see, feel, observe, and examine hands-on. I feel the consultation is incomplete if I haven't examined the patient properly.
Dr. Hasnani is a GP who speaks Hindi, Urdu and some Russian and says community doctors who usually offer multilingual services are still able to do so via telehealth. But when this is not available, accessing translation services on telehealth can be difficult, so this task often falls to family members.
Considering that we have to keep with the social distancing, then only the family members who are living in the same facility should be allowed to interpret. Having an interpreter from outside walking in their homes and then helping them out is putting both parties at risk.
The Federal Department of Health says doctors can access the translating and interpreting services operated by the Department of Home Affairs. You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Lucy Murray, SBS News.